With SRN News, I'm John Scott. National Intelligence Director Tulsi Gabbard told reporters at the White House to take the information in a classified report on the 2016 election seriously.
I'm not asking you to take my word for it. I'm asking you and the media to conduct honest journalism and the American people to see for yourself.
That report casts doubt on Russian President Putin's interest in the 2016 election and his desire to aid President Trump in the contest. The Trump administration loses a legal round in the ongoing constitutional debate over birthright citizenship. Correspondent Ben Thomas.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco has ruled President Trump's executive order seeking to end birthright citizenship is unconstitutional. It affirms a lower court decision that blocked enforcement nationwide. The order would deny citizenship to children born to people who are in the United States illegally or temporarily. The ruling marks the first time an appeals court has weighed in and brings the issue one step closer to quickly coming back before the Supreme Court. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And from the foreign desk, Hamas makes a new offer to end the war in Gaza. That's after Israel rejected a separate proposal on Tuesday.
An Israeli official is calling a Hamas proposal workable, although no details have been provided. Hamas confirmed in a statement early Thursday that it had sent the proposal to mediators. The Hamas response comes as top U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff is set for travel to Europe, where he's supposed to meet with key leaders from the Middle East to discuss the latest ceasefire proposal and the release of hostages.
Correspondent Charles De Ledesma with that report. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 160 points, the NASDAQ composite ahead 51. This is SRN News. Another city takes a stand for life.
Hooks, Texas has become the 59th municipality to declare itself a sanctuary city for the unborn. Lawmakers in Hooks have voted to outlaw all abortions within their borders and make it illegal for anyone to transport a girl from Hooks to another location for an abortion. The state of Texas has an abortion ban of its own. The idea for unborn sanctuary cities came from liberals who had taken to declaring their localities sanctuary cities for illegal aliens in recent years. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda continues to gain traction in Asia, one of the more socially conservative regions of the world. A Hong Kong judge has struck down regulations criminalizing the use of female bathrooms by males, allowing people to use whatever restroom they wish. However, the judge suspended the ruling for a year to allow the government to consider whether it wishes to implement a way to deal with the contravention. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
The number of Americans filing for unemployment is down for the sixth straight week, hitting the lowest level since mid-April. The Labor Department reports jobless claims for the week ending July 19th fell by 4,000 to 217,000. That's fewer than the 227,000 new applications that analysts had been expecting. Electric vehicle maker Tesla reports a 12% plunge in sales in the latest quarter, and the bottom line took a hit, with profits tumbling 16% for the 3 months through June. Quarterly profits fell to $1.17 billion, down from $1.4 billion a year ago. President Trump visits Federal Reserve headquarters in Washington today. His visit comes amid controversy over lavish and increasingly costly building renovations. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.